Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are following along in your Bibles, the Gospel from Luke 17, there's a little word that needs to be noted in verse 15 and 16. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan, thanking Jesus. Now, everyone, Christian or not, is going to be celebrating on Thursday. Everyone, Christian or not, will be having a big feast, enjoy time with the family, maybe watch football, and plan to go shopping the next day. And I'm sure that everyone, whether Christian or not, is going to be thankful for the good things that have come their way. Today's gospel lesson shows us different reactions to blessings. Luke records that Jesus healed 10 lepers, sending them to the priests in the Jerusalem temple to fulfill God's law. What was that law? Well, according to the book of Leviticus, persons healed from a skin disease had to take 2 birds to a priest. One of those birds would be sacrificed and its blood dipped in water. The other bird, the living bird, would be dipped into that water and blood and then released to fly away. Now, when you think about it, isn't that a picture of what Jesus does for us? You know, the picture of our baptism being washed in the water, being saved by the blood of Jesus to forgive us our sins. The death of one saves the other, the death of Christ saving us. So that's a good thing to consider. That sacrifice according to the law is a picture of what Jesus would one day do for us. But that small word in verse 16 makes all the difference in how to observe a proper Thanksgiving. And it's the word in verse 16 is the word him. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, giving thanks to Jesus, God the Son. Now, when the man did this, Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" See, knowing who to give thanks to is the whole point of Thanksgiving. Without knowing that, well, anybody can just give a sigh of relief that, well, in 2022, things went fairly well, knock wood. Now, I'm afraid that's all Thanksgiving might mean to people who either have a poor relationship or no relationship with Jesus Christ at all. In fact, it's hard to observe Thanksgiving without knowing who the giver is. Thanksgiving. The giving comes from God. I have always appreciated how Martin Luther explains the first article of the Creed in our catechism. Luther says that God does all these things and gives all these things for us, and I quote, "purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me, for all which it is my duty to thank and praise and to serve and obey him." That word him. This is most certainly true. Now just look at what Jesus did for these 10 men. The Bible calls a variety of skin diseases leprosy, including what we know as the really terrible classic form, which is called Hansen's disease. If someone had that form of leprosy, it meant a slow, terrible death. It disfigured its victims so that people were afraid to come near them. People with that were consigned to live in colonies far from other people, and they were reduced to begging for alms from a distance, shouting for help and mercy. And from that distance, the 10 saw Jesus coming, and they knew about him. So they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They were at rock bottom, and all they could hope for was mercy, and that's what Jesus gave them. Now, all 10 set out to do as they were told, with no personal contact, no razzmatazz. Jesus simply said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And at that, as they were going their way, their healing came. Amazingly, one of the 10 turned back to give thanks to Jesus. Now the other 9, well, they did as they were told. They went to the priests. So you wonder, did number 10 disobey Jesus by not going to the priest as he was told? Well, he came back and our Lord didn't scold him. Instead, Jesus wonders where the other 9 were and why they hadn't turned back to give praise to God. And then comes a little zinger in the text. It describes this 10th man. He was a Samaritan. The other 9 were Jews. Those 9 should have gone back to Jesus because they were children of God, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Samaritans, on the other hand, were distant cousins of the Jews. They were not full-blooded. The Samaritans did not accept all of the Hebrew scriptures. They only accepted the first 5 books, not the prophets or the Psalms or anything like that. Now, what the Jews couldn't stand about the Samaritans was that they insisted that they were heirs of the covenant just like they were, even though they were technically Gentiles. Yet the Samaritan remembered to give thanks to the giver. Thanksgiving. The children of God didn't remember. This Bible passage is read on Thanksgiving Day to remind us that we are God's children, and sometimes we forget the giver. Sometimes we can have a chip on our shoulder and believe that God owes us a payback for being good church-going people. And we can get angry at God when we have to face hardships. We resent only having daily bread. We want daily cake as well. We're so sinful that of all things, it takes a national secular holiday like Thanksgiving to remind us that we should have been giving thanks to God all the time. As that one little word in verse 16, we should give thanks to him for everything that we have. Jesus was pleased to receive the Samaritan's thanks. And Jesus told him, "Rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." And that leaves kind of a question, at least in my mind. Did the Samaritan go to the priests at the temple or not? The answer is, he was already there. You see, Jesus is the true temple. He even said so. He said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And he was referring to the temple of his body. Jesus is the true temple. He is the true source of blessing and forgiveness. Now, the 9, they went to the Temple of Stone in Jerusalem. The day was coming when that temple would finish the purpose for which it was built. The sacrifices of animals, sacrificing that bird and putting its blood in the water and dipping another bird, a live bird, in that bloody water and letting it fly free, those kind of sacrifices would one day be brought to a permanent end. That's when Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross. His blood brought animal sacrifices in the temple to an end. We no longer need a temple. It's finished. It's gone. We don't need it. We have Jesus Christ, something far better. The sacrifice of animals had to be repeated again and again and again and again. There was no end to those sacrifices. But Jesus brought them to an end by his one and only sacrifice that avails us forever. By going back to Jesus to give thanks, the Samaritan did indeed go to the temple, the true temple, the temple of Jesus Christ in his body. Now, the good news for us in this text is that even if we sometimes forget that God is the giver, he hasn't forgotten us. Those 9 lepers who did not come back to give thanks, they were still healed. God is merciful. He hasn't forgotten us. This holiday and the gospel from Luke 17 reminds us that God is not only the giver, but he's the forgiver. We give thanks to him for all of our blessings, especially the blessing of eternal life in Christ. So enjoy the holiday on Thursday. Enjoy everything that goes along with it. Enjoy the long weekend, but give thanks to him, to he who is the source of every blessing in this life and for all of eternity in heaven. And let us say on Thanksgiving and on every day the words of Psalm 136, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever." Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise for the offertory.